السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah. And the topic is We seek your mercy. الحمد لله. All praises due to Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, whose mercy encompasses all creation. We bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, our Lord and Creator. And we bear witness that our Master Muhammad is the Prophet and Messenger of Allah, sent as a mercy to all the worlds. May Allah's peace, blessings, and mercy be upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow them in righteousness until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I advise you, servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. Allah the Exalted says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ But my mercy encompasses all things. So I will decree it, especially for those who fear me and give zakah, and those who believe in our verses. Glory be to you, our Lord. How merciful you are. You are the self-sufficient, full of mercy. Al-Ghaniyu, Dhul Rahmah. Your mercy encompasses all creation out of grace and kindness. You have said in your generosity and favor, Your Lord is full of vast mercy. رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَاسِعَ You have decreed mercy upon yourself as a mark of magnificence and exaltation, declaring truthfully, Your Lord has decreed mercy upon Himself. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ You have spread your mercy among your servants with bounty and honor. O our Lord, you are more merciful to us than a mother to her child. And you, O most merciful, are most kind to your servants, and your mercy precedes them. It has been authentically reported from your Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the truthful and trustworthy, that he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا قَضَى الْخَلْقَ كَتَبَ عِنْدَهُ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ إن رحمتي سبقت غضبي. When Allah created the creation, He wrote above His throne, My mercy precedes my wrath. And you have opened the full treasures of your mercy for your servants, and had it not been for your grace, they would not have been opened. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها. Whatever mercy Allah grants to people, none can withhold it. And you have sent down to all your creation a great mercy from which they draw and by which they are merciful to one another. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about you saying Inna lillahi mi'ata rahmah anzala minha rahmatan wahida bayna al-jinni wal-insi wal-baha'imi wal-hawam fabiha yata'atafoon wabiha yatarahamoon wabiha ta'atiful wahshu ala waladiha wa akhara Allahu 99 rahmah يرحم بها عباده يوم القيامة. Allah has 100 mercies, of which He sent down one mercy between the jinn, mankind, animals, and insects, by which they are compassionate to one another, and by which wild animals are kind to their offspring. Allah has delayed 99 mercies, with which He will have mercy on His servants on the day of resurrection. And your noble angels bear witness to the greatness of your mercy, and in their supplications they repeat, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Our Lord, You have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge. All of Your prophets affirm this and supplicate to You, saying, And You are the most merciful of the merciful. And we, O our Lord, hope for Your vast mercy, for it is as You said, وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. And who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except those astray? We are exposed to the breath of your mercy, and we are hopeful of its great abundance, and we adhere to the supplication of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in seeking it, for he used to say, اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. O Allah, I hope for your mercy, so don't leave me to myself even for the blink of an eye. O Allah, O great in grace and favor, honor us with abundant blessings and grant us from yourself mercy. For there is no good except in it, and no salvation except with it. So protect us, O our Lord, with it, for you have said, قُلْ مَنْ يَكْلَأُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Say, who protects you by night and by day from the most merciful? Servants of Allah, mercy is an exalted Islamic virtue and a noble human value. It is a quality that only those with pure hearts possess. For mercy is not removed except from a miserable, wretched person. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تنزع إلا من شقي. Therefore, O servants of Allah, be kind to others and show mercy to those around you, so that the mercy of your Lord may reach you. For Allah only shows mercy to those of His servants who are merciful. إنما يرحم الله من عباده الرحماء. O fathers and mothers, be merciful among yourselves and with your children. Spread mercy within your homes, among your relatives, and with your kin. Have you not heard the words of Allah, the Exalted, in the Qudsi Hadith, أنا الرحمن خلقت الرحم وشققت له اسما من اسمي. I am the most merciful. I created the ties of kinship and derived its name from my name. And you, O teachers, spread mercy in your classrooms and schools, in your teaching, upbringing, and dealings with your student. Follow the example of the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. He is not one of us who doesn't show mercy to our young ones. And be merciful to one another, O people. Be merciful to the elderly and the weak. For as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. Allah will not have mercy on those who don't have mercy on people. Let mercy be your habit, your nature, and your approach with all creatures until it includes animals and plants. For our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The merciful people will be shown mercy by the most merciful. Be merciful to those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. So, O Allah, include us in your wide mercy and guide us to show mercy to your creation and enable us to act upon your words. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. O servants of Allah, among the effects of Allah's mercy is that He sends the winds as good tidings, أن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته. The Most High said, الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون. Allah is He who sends the winds, and they stir up clouds. Then He spreads them in the sky as He wills and makes them into fragments. And you see the rain emerge from within them. Then when He strikes with it whom He wills of His servants, at once they rejoice. They rejoice in Allah's mercy and grace when He helps His servants, waters the lands, and revives the land after its death, so that the crops grow after their dryness and water flows again after it had ceased. It was the guidance of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when people were in need of rain to gather his companions and supplicate to their Lord to provide them with rain from his bounty and to send down his mercy upon them. For he is the one who sends down the rain after they have despaired and spreads his mercy. And He is the protector, the praiseworthy. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Following this noble prophetic guidance, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, Head of State, may Allah protect him, has directed that the Istisqa prayer be performed tomorrow, Saturday, at 11 o'clock in the morning. So be sure to attend the Istisqa prayer. Seeking the mercy of your Lord, following the guidance of your Prophet, peace be upon him. Go to it while you are repentant and needy, and seeking forgiveness for your sins, and draw closer to Allah the Most High through your righteous deeds, and pay zakah of your wealth, and teach that to your children, and send prayers and peace upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, send prayers and peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them. O Allah, make us believers in you, worshippers of you, repentant to you, exposed to the breezes of your mercy, dutiful to our parents, and have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young. O Allah, Have mercy on the Muslim men and women, the believing men and believing women, the living among them and the deceased. O Allah, send us rain, and don't make us among those who despair. O Allah, bless us with abundant and beneficial rain, swift and not delayed, beneficial and not harmful. O Allah, grant us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the great and exalted, and He will remember you. Thank Him for His blessings, and He will increase them for you. I say this and seek forgiveness from Allah for me and for you. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.